From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. On the historic day in which the U.S. flag was raised over the embassy in Cuba for the first time, Secretary of State John Kerry says a new Cuban-U.S. committee will begin talks next month on the full normalization of bilateral ties. At a joint news conference in Havana with Cuba's foreign minister, Kerry said the path toward fully normal relations will depend on lifting a trade embargo against Cuba that the United States imposed more than 50 years ago.
The reestablishment of diplomatic relations and the reopening of our embassies are critical steps in the long process of fully normalizing our bilateral relations.
Some U.S. lawmakers and prominent politicians have questioned the Obama administration's decision to move forward with engagement in the wake of human rights concerns. Eurozone finance ministers have approved the first $29 billion payment of a $93 billion bailout deal for Greece after the Greek parliament approved the package early Friday. The deal was agreed to after nearly 6 hours of meetings in Brussels. Valdis Dombrovskis is the European Commission Vice President.
We believe it's also a fair and balanced deal, and as the Commission has been advocating, the thread of the program is one of the fairness, addressing the major social challenges in Greece and safeguarding most vulnerable in the society.
Greece needs the money from international creditors by August 20th when it has to repay $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. The Eurozone decision also saved Greece from default on its debts and helped to avoid its exit from the single currency zone. This is VOA News. Reports from Libya's coastal city of Sirte say dozens of people have been killed in fighting there this week between Islamic State jihadists and rival gunmen. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the latest clashes erupted when a Salafist Muslim group and armed residents attacked Islamic State fighters in Sirte.
Libyan TV reported Islamic State militants killed dozens of captives Friday after defeating fighters from a rival Salafi group which had rebelled. Islamic State took control of the group's Sector 3 district of Sirte before dawn. More than 50 other people were also reported killed in 4 days of fighting. Members of Libya's two rival governments protested Islamic State's brutal tactics. Acting Prime Minister Abdullah Thani, who leads the interim government in Tobruk, condemned the bloodshed in Sirte and appealed to Western nations to intervene. The military commander of the Islamist-supported government in Tripoli, Abdul Salam Jadallah Obeidi, insisted that his forces would fight Islamic State everywhere in Libya. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Chinese authorities are continuing their investigation into what caused two gigantic explosions at a warehouse in the port city of Tianjin earlier this week. Several small fires were still smoldering Friday at the site of the blasts, which occurred late Wednesday in a warehouse that stored dangerous chemicals. Officials say the death toll has risen to 56, including 21 firefighters. More than 700 people remain hospitalized, with 33 reported to be in serious condition. It is not known how many people are missing. There are widespread expectations that the death toll will continue to rise. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed feelings of profound grief and sincere condolences to those who suffered and died from Japan's past military aggression. While making his highly anticipated public statement on the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II Friday, Mr. Abe said that Japan had inflicted immeasurable damage and suffering upon innocent people. He said that what has been done cannot be undone, but past mistakes should not be repeated. The Prime Minister upheld apologies made by his predecessors, but offered no new apology of his own. China and South Korea have repeatedly called upon Mr. Abe to directly address atrocities committed by the Japanese military during its occupation of much of Asia. And U.S. factory output rose at the strongest pace in 8 months during July, largely due to a surge in automobile production. The report is the latest in a series of mostly upbeat studies that increase the likelihood the U.S. Federal Reserve will raise interest rates next month. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.